Hi there.
That's for you, sir. It's a gospel card for Anabaptists. You must be a Mennonite?
Yes.
Yeah.
My name's Tupos. This is my wife, Amma.
Hi. How are you? Where are you from?
We're originally from Wisconsin, but now we travel full-time. I'm a street preacher. That's our van out there.
I recognize that.
We love to give gospel cards to our neighbors. It's easy to see that you're people of faith. You know, we look around in the world, we don't know who's of faith and who isn't. It's easy to see people of faith,
well,
right?
We try to keep the doctrines of Jesus Christ and try to live a life that is pleasing in His sight.
Amen, amen. That's a good fruit of being born of God. We came out of the world. We didn't come out of the Anabaptists, but we began to study the Scriptures when we were born again.
Yeah.
And when we realized that Jesus Christ, who was fully God, came into the world and shed His blood for us.
He did.
And He rose again. He's our foundation. When we realized what He did for us, and we repented of our worldly ways. We were very worldly, wicked people. And we were born again by the Spirit of God.
Yes, that's correct.
We realized, just what you said, that everything in our lives had to change.
Yes.
And when we were born again, we had to follow in holiness and obedience and seek the kingdom of God. Here's a big one that changed my life. What's your first name?
Raymond.
Here's a big one that changed my life, Raymond. Jesus said you must worship in spirit
and truth.
So most people, and then the Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life. I find this is interesting. Most people want the way. They want to go to heaven. Who wants to go to hell, right? And then a lot of people want life. They want eternal life. But I find that thing of truth. Most people in the religious circles have tossed away truth, or they don't seek after it. And here's where we had to come out of a lot of man-made traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you on that card.
Okay.
It's designed for Anabaptists. We have one that we give to the people of the world too. But did you know that the Anabaptists do keep a lot of man-made traditions?
I know that.
But how can you worship Jesus if you must worship in spirit and truth? How can you worship Him in man-made traditions? And it's not just man-made traditions that, like, I drive a van. That's a man-made tradition.
Yes.
But that's not connected to my worship of God. We're talking about things like Christmas. Do you know who invented and handed down Christmas?
Well, Jesus was born.
He was born, but that's a historical event. One time, the disciples never practiced it every year. It was the Roman Catholics who invented that holiday that actually hunted down the Anabaptists and killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one, Good Friday, and Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Good Friday is a lie. Jesus didn't even die on Friday. Did you know He died on Wednesday? And He rose on Saturday because He's our Sabbath rest. And so people that practice those pagan holidays, I just throw those out there because those are like the two big ones in the Christian circles.
Well,
so you can't, can you worship God offering Him lies?
Offering Him what?
Lies.
No.
But that's what Christmas and Easter are, and most Mennonites keep those.
Well, we know that He was born. We know He died. We know He rose.
But did God tell us to celebrate
Wednesday,
those?
Tuesday, or Thursday, or Friday.
But no. It does. You know why, sir? Because if He died on Friday and He rose on your Sunday, He's a liar and He can't be your Messiah.
Huh.
Here's another one. Ready? I'd like to bring this one up. Your Mennonites. Where did that name come from?
Well, it came from a man that started it, I guess. Yeah.
Menno.
Menno,
who was in many ways, I wouldn't agree with him 100%, but he was in many ways a godly man compared to Anabaptists today. We just finished a post. Do you know what we did last night? We were parked. Maybe you know some of these young people. We were parked in a park. It was empty when we pulled up. We were working online. That's what we do online. We have a ministry, don'tperish.com. Worldly people showing up to play baseball. Does the Bible say we should be of the world?
We need to be separate
from the world. So we sat there long enough and all the worldly people left. You know who showed up after that? Carloads of Mennonite youth.
Where were you parked at?
Right over here, the big ball field. Right here. Like five ball fields right behind Walmart.
There is a ball field here in town.
Oh, yeah. Are you from here?
Well, we're about 25 miles.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, we have, I don't know if you go online, we just posted a video. I talked to the young men. Two of the young men listened to me. The rest of them didn't. They were more interested in baseball. And I told them that Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. But yet we see Anabaptists in love are more concerned with business, making money, community, Sunday churchianity, and then we go all over the world. We see Mennonites going into rodeos, football games, baseball. So here's our concern, is that that system, the Anabaptist system, is a man-made system. You're listening. I appreciate this. And I believe that it doesn't raise up biblical, holy, set-apart, godly saints. I don't know. I've been doing this for many years, Raymond. Over 15 years I've been born again. I don't know one Anabaptist man that actually goes out and preaches the biblical gospel to the lost world.
I know we're supposed to leave an example that people can see and follow after.
But, well, we're supposed to leave an example, but Jesus said, go preach. Preach.
Yes,
did you know what preach is? I told these young men this. Do you know what the word preach means, Raymond?
Well,
it ain't a guy in a box on Sunday in your church behind. A preacher is a public crier. And do you know what happens? I'm going to tell you something, and I hope you're ashamed of this when I tell you this. Do you know what happens? We show up at Mennonite churches, and we either park on a public sidewalk, if there is one. We don't bother anybody's services. Or sometimes we'll park in their parking lot, and we'll wait for your service to end, and we want to talk to people when they come out. Did Paul do that with people and to talk and reason?
Well, yeah, I guess he did.
Do you know what Mennonite churches have done to me? Called the police on me on various occasions. Do my wife and I look dangerous?
Well, they shouldn't have.
We stand there with our Bibles, and they call the police on us. And then you know what happens most times? They rush past us like we have the plague. Like we have COVID, and they can't wait to get to their cars and drive away. And I know what it is. I'm maybe you don't know about me. I'm kind of infamous in the Anabaptist circles. Two posts from don'tperish.com because I go all over the country and I preach. And we stand outside Roman Catholics.
Do you go abroad, other countries?
Yeah, not other countries. I haven't left. I've been out of the country, but not preaching yet. God might call me sometime. But America needs the gospel.
Yes,
and we go to Roman Catholic churches. We go outside Lutheran, Mormon. And I know the Anabaptists know me, and they won't give an answer. And I've been asking Anabaptist men for years, get your elders, get your deacons. If I'm in the area, I'll come sit with you. Or we can do it on a phone. I know they all use phone for business. They all make money. Why can't we talk and reason? And why won't the Mennonites repent of the sins that they keep? Like, we'll start with naming yourself after Menno. Menno would come and rebuke you all for naming yourself after him. Did you know that? The Bible says that you're not supposed to divide and have names. I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, that's sinful, that's division.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad for one thing now, since we do a lot of charity work, it's done out there that all the different churches starting to work together.
But
more.
Charity work, the Catholics do more charity than anybody, and they're a very false, a very false pagan religion. Things like, you know, I'm sure they ordained you wearing the black hat. Can you find that anywhere in Scripture?
No, I don't think
that. Yeah. These are the kind of traditions they add, and what they do is, here's my fear, Raymond. Did you grow up a Mennonite?
Yes.
My fear is that it's all you've known, and if you don't test the Scriptures, you think worship is going to church, singing some songs, listening to a bishop or an elder or a minister, and then going and living a quiet life. That's not biblical worship. Biblical worship is following Jesus once you've been born again by His Spirit and pressing into the kingdom of God and actually putting away all man-made traditions. I told these young men this last night. In Mark 7, do you believe Jesus' words?
Well, of course.
Did you know in Mark 7 he says, if you keep man-made traditions, you're worshiping God in vain?
I thought the Apostle Paul tells us traditions are, in a way, traditions are okay.
His tradition, 2 Thess 2, Paul says, keep the traditions
yes.
I've handed down. You guys are all keeping Anabaptist traditions handed down by men that are not the ones given to us in Scripture, and you're actually worshiping God in vain. Do you look around your body and never realize how you're kind of dry and dead and not spiritually alive going forth and doing what Christ called you to do? Do you ever wonder that?
Well, we try to let our light shine so that...
No, it's not letting your... But letting your light shine is not dressing different and driving in a buggy or owning a business. The Bible says preach the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus. The Anabaptists don't even preach the shed blood of Jesus. No, many of them believe like a ransom theory that Jesus died to set us free from Satan. And they believe baptism is part of your salvation. We teach water baptism, but it doesn't save you. You in a marriage, you have to endure every day and walk in holiness what God's called us to. You're practicing what man is ordained and not what God has ordained. And when you stand before God, you know what he's going to ask you? Not were you a good Mennonite. He's going to ask you, did you know my son by the Spirit? Did you keep my commandments and did you proclaim my son till I came or till you died? And the Anabaptists have you keeping a false man-made tradition. It's laid out on that card and my phone number's on there. If you'd ever like to talk, get your elders. I've never had anybody do this. Why won't the elders talk to me? Don't they love me? Are we supposed to love your enemy?
You're supposed to love everybody.
Why don't they love me? Why don't they love me, Raymond?
Well, I don't think they hate you.
Wait, they won't meet with me and talk truth? How come?
I don't know.
Well, yours? What group do you go to? What group do you belong to?
Weaverland Conference.
Weaverland Conference?
Yeah.
It's a local one here?
Well, Weaverland Conference is...
It's a conference of many of them.
Well, it's a conference in Pennsylvania, New York, yep. And I don't know how many.
What's the name of the one here you go to?
Well, it's also a sister church of Weaverland.
I mean, what's the name of it?
Weaverland Mennonite Conference.
No, the name of the one you go to. What's the name of the one you go to?
The building, Millport Church.
It's called what?
Millport.
Millpost.
That's the name of the church.
Millpost.
Millport. P-O-R-T.
Millport. It's like 25 miles from here.
Something like that.
See, here's another thing. Let me share with you another thing that I just want to help you with. Paul appointed multiple elders in every town to oversee men. These conferences that they have where distant men are overseeing you, that's not of God. You know, the Roman Catholics are the ones started that. They got bishops in all these regions. You're supposed to be autonomous, following the scriptures, separate from other groups controlling you. That's why these groups that control you and give rules like black hats and all these things, this is not of God.
We realize that the black hat is not salvation.
No, I understand that.
It won't take me to heaven. I can go to heaven.
Could I join your group and say I don't want the black hat?
And say what?
I don't want the black hat.
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I knew a man that moved from Missouri to Tennessee, and he found a Mennonite body, and he was all excited. And I said, I'd warn you about that Mennonite body joining that. It's not biblical. He kind of jumped from, like they say, the frying pan into the fire. And you know what he found out, Raymond? He loved this group, and he saw, he wasn't very discerning. I saw many biblical, unbiblical ways. You know what he found out? They told him, oh, no. Unless you wear the four-inch rim black hat, you can't join us. And he didn't join because of the hat. But that's just one small part.
I guess we'll leave that where it is.
You have to test if you're born of God. You must leave. Ready? How many sins did Adam and Eve get thrown out of the garden for?
How many?
One. How many sins did
disobedience?
Yes. Yeah, how many sins did it take for a husband and wife to be killed in Acts 5 after grace had come? Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. So what I want you to do is you and your wife to go ponder what one sin, or maybe 5 or 10, you're keeping in the Mennonite places that are going to keep you from the kingdom of God. Did you know sin that you keep, Raymond? That you willfully keep. Let's say you go, you know, that man's right. Christmas is false. Easter and Good Friday are false. We're united to a bunch of people that have worldliness in it. If you say we're still going to keep doing it, did you know the Bible says in Hebrews 10:26, there's no sacrifice for willful sin that you keep doing? You won't be forgiven of that. I fear for you. Ponder that. What's going to become of you as you live in willful Mennonite sin?
Well, I don't think I'm living in a
real... Sure you are. Many false traditions there on that card.
Okay, well, we'll go...
Email me. Oh, excuse me, call me. I know you have a phone. Call me, and we can talk more about truth if you love us.
Okay, well, I got to go about my business now. So you'll say that's tradition,
right? No. Tradition's linked to God. No, you drive a car, I drive a car, people have to work and make a living. You didn't hear me say that. What I said was tradition that you add to Jesus, like being of the world, like Christmas, like Easter, like not preaching the gospel. You know, an old Anabaptist man told these young men, see that light? It gives off light and it doesn't make a sound. You do that. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, lift up your voice and preach the gospel. The Anabaptists don't do that.
Well,
takes all kind of people, what I mean.
You got to repent and obey.
I believe that Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, if I obey what he teaches me, he'll
but you're not. The Anabaptists aren't. You're not obeying.
Well, sorry to say.
We hope the Holy Spirit convicts you about that.
Okay, thank you.